You know, one of the beautiful things about caring is that we can keep caring. And there was a conversation that I had with someone who really brought home to us a way that we can show that we care, particularly when it comes to our veterans. I want to let you hear this conversation again because this is still relevant. You may want to be ready to take some notes so that you can maybe make a phone call or two that can help someone you know or someone who knows someone who can be helped, particularly if they're dealing with some of the trauma that goes along with fighting wars. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I can tell you what, it is good to have you with me. Another beautiful day. I do mean a beautiful day. And I tell you what, I'm excited about this conversation I'm getting ready to have with Ms. Cheryl Safford. She is going to be talking about the medical foster home. And I shared with you that this is something totally new to me, a medical foster home. But let me say, first of all, hello and welcome to Speaking With.
Thank you, Carl. I'm glad to be here.
I tell you what, it's great to have you. And I see from your tag here, you are also a licensed master's of social work.
That is correct.
Social worker, awesome. I spent some time as a social worker. I guess about 8 years, about 15 years in the mental health field, but spent some time as a social worker.
Really?
Never lose the passion for it.
Oh, no. It's a gift. And
yes.
It's one you have to use.
Yes, indeed. That is so true. A gift that you have to use. Mm-hmm. How did you discover that that was the area for you?
Actually, I was working as a pharmacy technician at the VA and realized that I had not even come close to maximizing my potential. And so I prayed. I prayed because there were things going on my job that made me realize that there was much, much, much more for me to do.
Yeah.
So, what I wound up doing was I prayed and asked the Lord, what was it that he wanted me to do? And one door opened and another door opened. And what actually was going on was I was meeting social workers at the VA and asking them, what is it that you do here? What is it? And they would share things with me. And I'm like, that's what I do. But I just didn't know that it was social work.
Okay.
In that aspect. So in 2000, I decided to step out on faith, quit my job, went back to graduate school.
Wow.
And got my master's degree in social work, and that was the beginning of a new adventure for me, because I didn't know what social work was all about. Mm-hmm. I thought social work was like what most people think, the lady or the man that comes to the house and take the baby.
Yeah, Yeah.
So, yeah. But when I researched it and found out that there was just so much you could do with social work, and everything was involved with helping people. So, you know, I knew then that this was the thing for me. It was what I was called to do.
And that is a calling. That is a legitimate, valid calling.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people don't look at it that way, but it really is. And I'm fascinated by the fact that you took such a simple step that really was such a significant step. You asked social workers what they did.
Exactly. I mean, the only way you can know something is to ask that, what do you call it, a resident expert? You ask that person, what is it that you do? And, you know, you can go around and ask people, all different types of people, because there's so many people in the hospital that do so many different things. Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure of what you're doing because you have all of these talents, then, you know, that's the place to start, is by asking people, what is it that you do? And find out if that's something that you can work with, you know.
And as you were talking with these different social workers, you were hearing things that really just made a connection inside of you.
Exactly. I spoke to many, many social workers, and they were all doing very different things in the VA, which made it even more interesting, because I'm like, wow, all these people, and they don't do the same stuff, you know. Yeah. But they were very resourceful, you know, and they had passion in their heart about helping people. And that was what it was all about, because I was doing that in the pharmacy. I just, like I said, I didn't know I was social working. So it worked out. It really worked out.
What did you find to be the biggest differences for you as a pharmacy technician versus in your role as a social worker?
Hands-on. Coming from behind the window. A lot of times now, with pharmacy particularly, you're back there and you become that legal drug pusher, so to speak, but you have no real contact with people. I mean, outside of calling their name and telling them that your prescription is ready, or calling them and saying, I'm sorry, it's going to take an hour before we can get your prescription filled, things like that, you really don't relate. You don't connect with people. And so with this social work, and actually just really moving into this field, it's hands-on. Mm. I get to talk to people. I get to share my thoughts with them, and they get to share their feelings and emotions and problems and issues and everything with me. And together we come together and come up with a solution. And, you know, that's always a good thing, to come up with a solution.
Yes, it is. You know, one of my pet peeves used to be, you know, I would read, and it's been a while since I've been in social work, but, you know, we... like any other profession, we read to find out what other people in the profession or similar professions have to say about what's happening in the field. And it used to amaze me to hear people say, well, look, when someone comes to you with a problem, don't help them come up with a solution. Ask questions that will help them get there on their own. Well, that's one thing, and okay, but I've heard other people take it to such an extreme that all they did was ask questions, never attempted to help the person come to a resolution to the problem, and they really felt so good about themselves for having done that. And that's, my question was, okay, how did the people who came to you, though, feel?
Exactly.
Do they like the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting the feedback, reading it and hearing what people were saying, and they were actually expressing frustration that they just left with more questions than they went there with.
That's true.
They wanted someone to help them come up with a solution. I like your approach.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, whether it's in the social work profession or any other profession that you do, if you're helping people, then yes, you want to help them get to the finish line.
Yes.
You know, which is a solution to whatever it is that they're going through, be it medical, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever. You want to help them get to the finish line. And you have a role in that. For whatever time that you're in their life, you should help them along that way and then pass them on to the next person or whatever it is that they need so that they can move forward, because that's what it's all about, moving forward.
So if we're in the helping field, whether we're social workers, whether we're counselors, we're therapists, we really need to be looking towards helping them get to the finish line instead of helping them just remain where they are. That's not really why they come to us.
Empowerment is everything, you know. And like you were saying before, You don't want to tell them what to do. You don't want to solve the problem, because everybody's problems are different and everybody's got to deal with things in a different way. But you can encourage them. You can empower them. You can give them resources and show them avenues or options that they have available to them, so that then they can make a quality decision. That's what you want to do.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. And so you were at the VA when you were working as a pharmacy tech, and you were talking with other social workers to find out what social workers do.
Mm-hmm.
You stopped working, went to grad school,
yep.
Got your master's degree in social work,
yep.
And you're at the VA now. Is that where you started as a social worker, or did you start somewhere else?
Actually, I started at Trinity for a very brief moment, for about 3 months after graduate school, because I was fortunate. I was one of the fortunate ones to get hired right away, right out of graduate school. And I worked for Trinity, which is the old St. Joseph's
right.
Hospital. And I did that for about 3 months before there were several job openings coming up at the VA. And that was all planned, believe it or not. It's amazing how things work out, because in my asking the social workers what all did they do, I also was asking them when were they retiring, so that I could get an idea in regards to when there might be openings, mm-hmm. because the turnover rate at that time wasn't very much.
Right.
And so it would defeat the purpose to pursue this career and then not be able to find a job.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did was I in my research was to find out when they were going to be retiring. And believe it or not, there were quite a few people that were retiring the year that I graduated from school. So.
Wow, talk about great timing.
Excellent timing.
And you're right, because there are so many people who work in that VA system. And they do just that. They retire. Mm-hmm. They don't leave 3 years later, 5 years later. And I'm sure, just like with anywhere else, you don't have everybody retiring. But a lot of folks become a part of the system, and they like the benefits so much. They like what they do so much. They stay there for a while.
Exactly. And those are the sort of principles that you want to look at when you're pursuing jobs. You know, when you're looking at making a career change or even pursuing your first area of a vocation or whatever, you want to look at that market to see if they're actually, if it's open, and if there's room to grow in that particular field.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Ms. Cheryl Safford. We're talking about social work because I think it's so important for you to get a good feel for what social work is about, so that you can have an even better grasp of why she does what she does, specifically when it comes to working with the medical foster home at the VA. I'm still fascinated to find out what that's about. You all stay tuned. You're going to find out about along with me at the same time, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. In 2005, I pioneered a new concept in talk radio in the CSRA, which included, among other things, a quest to help us think through many of the issues that impact our lives. Listen to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. every Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. on WTHB, 1550 a.m. or online at speakingwith.com for enlightening conversation. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., celebrating diversity while promoting harmony.